This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard, the local business podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm Dave McCurley, your host. And of course, local businesses, you know, they're the lifeblood of everything we do. They shape how we work and they mold how we interact with people and also create opportunities for our community. And today I have the distinct pleasure of talking with Mr. Roy Strickland of Strickland Accounting and Tax Service. First of all, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you, David. Thank you for the invite. I appreciate that.
It is our pleasure. And of course, want to talk to you first of all, before we get into the accounting side of it, tell us a little bit about Roy Strickland, where you're from. And I know you've lived in this area all your life.
I have. Sylacauga native, born in 1955, old but not ancient.
I'm with you.
And I graduated from B.B. Comer High School in 1974, and then I went to, after I left high school, I went to what is, I guess now, Central Alabama Community College. Back then it was Alexander City Junior College.
That was me.
Yep. Rode the bus for a while down there. I caught the bus in Sylacauga and rode to then to the college and went there 2 years. Then I transferred to Auburn University at Montgomery. And I graduated there with a degree in accounting from Auburn University of Montgomery in 1978.
And, of course, married and got kids and grandkids. And
married in 1983 to my wife, Juanita. She was a Winneburian. She lived in Winnebur. She was a graduate of 1974 there. And so we married in 1983. So I've basically been living in Winnebur since then. And of course, my office is in Childersburg. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much up to speed. And the rest is, I guess, rest is history.
Well, and it is a great history because you've been in business since the 1970s, the late 1970s. Your business right there on Highway 280, off to the left if you're going into Childersburg there. Tell us a little bit about, first of all, how many people work with you there?
Right now, there's four plus myself, so there's usually about five on staff at any given time. Sometimes that fifth person may work more part time, but usually there's around five people in staff, and that's for the size office we have. That's a pretty big load of personnel there, you know.
I guess one of the things as we get into Strickland Accounting and Tax Service, one of the things that I've always thought about when thinking of your line of business is you must see people coming in two different despairs. Either when they come in, of course, everybody's nervous about whether you're going to have to pay or whether you're going to have to get, or maybe get a little refund. I'm sure you probably see a lot of people maybe giving an exhale or people wondering, well, I don't know how I'm going to pay that. Talk a little bit about that, because that has to be something that you see on a daily basis.
I do. I've actually had a case very similar to that just this week where somebody had some illnesses and had other things, and they were several years behind on filing their taxes. So they're going to have some liability, some penalties, and hopefully we can, you know, the IRS is pretty good if you've got some legitimate reasons, if you had some situations going on in your life that kind of dictates why filing your taxes was not the top priority in your life at that time. You know, life happens, as they say, and sometimes you got situations that crop up like that. And it's still, regardless of the reason why, you know, it's like anything else. You can legitimize the reason why they were maybe late filing or have their situation. I try not to be judgmental because life does happen. And,
right.
And even if it's a case where I realize it's probably more procrastination than any other legitimate excuse, it doesn't change the fact that was then, this is now. How are we going to deal with it right now?
We got to move forward now.
We got to move forward and deal with it right now. And so I try my best to, prefacing that by saying most time people think if you owe the IRS $20,000, your life's over with, because, you know, if you don't have a $20,000 in your bank balance, what you going to do? They're going to come get me. And I tell them right off, they don't want to feed you. They want you to work, and they want you to come up with some legitimate way of paying them back. And I will say that through the years, the IRS has moved into a realm where they're more workable than when I first went into practice. If you owe them money, then they're going to work in a lot of different directions trying to say, how can you pay this back? And most of the time, they're very workable to make it a payment that you can handle, that you can work into your budget and so forth. And, of course, the biggest requirement on that is, now once they work with you on the older stuff, they expect compliance going forward from there.
Right.
They don't want you to dig the hole deeper type situation.
Or dig it again.
Or dig it all over again once you get it filled back up. Start digging it again. But, you know, and I think it's just, it's at that time, I try to be, I guess, extend some level of assurance and maybe a little compassion and, you know, tell them don't beat yourself up too bad, because, there's nothing you can do about what you did 5 years ago or 8 years ago. It may have been a bad decision, but at the end of the day, you can't go back in time and redo that. So you just got to go move forward and deal with it best you can. So,
and I know the IRS, like you said, they will work with you, but of course, to me, they're forgiving in the fact that, of course, you got penalties and things, but they do want to see you do the right thing and get those things off of your balance, I guess you could
that's
say.
That's right. They want you to. I think the one thing that that's the most key word I think we use, and of course, I'm not saying the government doesn't want their tax money, but in the big picture, the buzzword there is compliance.
Right.
They want you to be in compliance because they understand if they can get you in compliance to do the right thing consistently year after year, everything else will take care of itself.
Right.
And so it's not that they're necessarily looking for, all we want is to squeeze the dollar out. They want you to be in compliance. And, if they owe you, they'll pay you. If you owe them, they want to be paid. But, again, if circumstances exist that you can't just take your checkbook out and write them a check, then there's other ways to do that. And, of course, the best scenario is not to get in that situation.
Right.
But if you do, there's a way of dealing with it and then hopefully learn from it so you don't repeat that same thing all over again,
We're talking with Roy Strickland of Strickland Accounting and Tax Service. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back on the other side, we'll have more with Roy Strickland from his accounting service. You're listening to Businesses in Our Backyard.
What is Radio Alabama? Radio Alabama is a leading communications organization committed to communities, commerce, and public service. Let Radio Alabama's team of professional media experts help deliver your message to your customers, clients, and even potential employees. Visit radioalabama.net/advertise to learn how you can harness the power of the Radio Alabama Media Network to grow your business, achieve greater success, earn more revenue, and drive more traffic through your doors. radioalabama.net/advertise. radioalabama.net/advertise.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
Dave McCurley talking with Roy Strickland of Strickland Accounting and Tax Service. I want to ask you, we talked about seeing people come in and the need of paying their taxes or even getting a refund. I'm sure that's gratifying for you, but what is one thing you enjoy about your job?
I think the main thing I enjoy about the job is helping people get their tax situation structured so they don't run into those problems.
Right.
Always try to give advice whenever I can. Some clients we do services for on a monthly basis if it's a small business, or maybe some that come in quarterly just for some tax counseling and so forth. And we try to be a coach to them so, that we can get them on the right path, so when it comes time to file their taxes, it's no big mystery as to whether they're going to get a refund or owe. And some people like to make sure that their tax returns are are close to break even. A lot of people still like to get refunds. You know, as you well know, if you're getting a big refund, you're loaning your money for interest free. That's what you're doing if you're getting a large refund. But you know, some people like that because they feel like they can use that for vacation or other bigger item, ticket items they can spend. But the better scenario is to get your taxes structured so based on your tax situation, you're breaking close to even. But just making sure, I think with all that being said, it's just a matter of making sure that people don't get the big surprise. And even if it's a client that I only see once a year, you know, I try to look for, you know, if their answer is a certain thing, okay, they're getting back, $500. I kind of look at that and I try to ask them questions as part of the interview. Is there, first of all, look, if you have a repeat of what you had last year, it looks like you're on course to stay, we got you about right in here. But I try to quiz them as to whether or not they know of anything that's going to be different this year compared to last year. And sometimes provoking that conversation will open, opens no can of worms. Sometimes it opens a big can of worms up, and you say, okay, we got to talk about this.
Right.
This is going to be a major tax problem. It's a tax situation we got to address because you've got to pay more taxes in. If you're selling that piece of property, that's a different thing. And I guess the other thing is, even if we don't know of anything that's going to be different, I always tell them, be sure if there's any element of income that runs across between now and April to December 31st, which is the close of the year, of course, just give me a call or shoot me an email or something, let me know. Because if there's something you do that's going to generate a tax liability, we need to tackle it, you know, as it happens. Because if you wait and come in next March or April or whatever, I can't be a coach. I'm just an umpire. I'm just calling it as I see it, you know. But I can't give any coaching on it.
It's kind of the old Barney Fife adage, nip it in the bud.
When you see the problem, go ahead and nip it and address it.
Right.
And then you're on the right course right there.
What is something that Strickland Accounting and Tax Service may provide a service or maybe a tax tip? What is something that your business provides that the general public may not know about?
Well, I think from the income tax point of view, of course, we do a lot of service for, you know, for businesses, for payroll and accounting work, tax planning, of course, corporate and partnership tax returns and all that stuff. But for individuals, I think the main thing is just letting the people know that we're there, and don't necessarily think this is just a one time a year relationship.
Right.
Because again, the biggest problem that usually everything that comes across our desk during tax season, the fix would have been very easy back in October, July. It's not a big problem, but it's a problem now. But it was just a little hiccup back in the. Well, we could have done something about it. And I think that's the one thing that a lot of people don't think about. And I think, of course, they know we offer that, but it never crosses their mind. They think, well, that's be all right. You know, they kind of self-assure themselves, it's going to be okay. And then they say, it wasn't okay. You know, it wasn't okay.
One thing I would like to ask you before we close is, of course, you're to the age, you talked about your age and everything, getting to retirement. And where would you like to see Strickland Accounting and Tax Service 10, 15 years from now?
Right. And as I told you before, I mentioned before we started the interview here, in 2020, I became part of the Waldrop Group. And what that did was allow me to start easing into retirement. Because like I said, I've been doing this for 44 years now. And then my wife worked with me for 37 years, and she retired back at the end of 2020, after tax season 2020. She had some parents in failing health, both of them, which they both passed now, but she just felt like that was the right time for her to retire.
Sure.
And I really wasn't ready to retire for many different reasons, but basically I still enjoyed it. And but the association with the Waldrop Group has really allowed me to not be the all the pressure on myself. You know, I can work more limited hours. I can still do what I like to do. And I found out the last few years before I became part of the Walter Group, I thought, you know, I'm kind of falling out of love with doing this type work after 40-something years, you know. But what I've come to understand is I wasn't falling out of love with the work. I was falling out of love with working 70, 80 hours a week. That's what I was falling out of love.
Now, we all would get there very quickly.
Right. The honeymoon was right. Over on that, you know.
Real quick before we go, websites, phone numbers that would help people to get in touch with Strickland Accounting and Tax Service?
I think the website now is under the waldripgroup.com. I think I'm right on that. I haven't visited it, to be honest.
TheWaldripGroup.com. Okay, and of course,
correct.
Telephone number for...
The telephone number is 256-378-7733.
Well, we certainly want to thank you for coming in today for Businesses in Our Backyard.
It's been a pleasure.
Mr. Roy Strickland of Strickland Accounting and Tax Service, I want to say thank you to him, and of course... also, for you joining us on Businesses in Our Backyard each week, we continue to feature local businesses here and, of course, in and around our area. Be sure to share this with your friends. You can watch, you can listen, give us a 5-star rating, and join us next time on Businesses in Our Backyard.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.